football on Off the Ball.
He's played in the stadium just last week. I think he scored as well. He will have great memories, and he must be walking around like an absolute peacock.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
So we are really looking forward to it. We're happy to be there. We have kind of nothing to lose, everything to prove.
We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Kick by Sanson and goes Aldridge and Hunt down 1-0 and Ray Hunt has stopped the breakthrough and a little cross in there and it's come through here. McAteer has been agony this afternoon. Now there's ecstasy.
Do our best. We'll put them under pressure.
Somebody said you're only as good as your last game. I think we are on a good moment.
I will be here as long as I feel that the people want me.
Forward it goes again by Kinsella. Quinn heads on. Oh, surely this time for Keane. And Ireland do it.
Here's Robbie Keane. Yes!
That momentum, we have belief, we have the people with us. Support us with us.
Is that it? Have we seen the moment pass when it might have happened? Let's hope not. Houlihan inviting his center!
Goes out.
Yeah! Robbie Brady brings us all to our feet in Lille.
Amber Barrett takes it on her end step. Barrett for Ireland into the area. Toe pucks it. Goal! What a moment!
No more than Ireland deserves.
Maybe the moment of a lifetime.
Wore their hair and they've done it.
History is made by the Republic of Ireland. The entire Irish team run to celebrate.
Another inviting ball in there, and the crossbar is in. Katie McCabe has put Ireland in front, straight for the corner kick. What about that? What a start for the Irish.
Last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Creevey Kelleher.
Creevey Kelleher launches the ball into the box.
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. It's Jan!
Goal!
It's gone in. And it's a goal! Yes! It's a goal for the Republic of Ireland. That's Troy Parrott.
Oh my word, it is Troy Parrott.
That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
It's the Sheriff Street boy, it's the Belvedere boy who has done it for the Republic of Ireland.
Absolutely remarkable, right at the end.
Noel Quinn, Robbie Keane against exactly Germany back in the day.
Barrow!
This means the world to me and my family's here.
And they love that!
I've no voice left.
Oh my God.
Well, are we on the brink of more Irish footballing history? All will become clear in about 26 hours' time. We couldn't be more excited. We couldn't be more terrified. We are live from O'Neill's Irish Bar in the Gilshock district of Prague. And as you can hear, there are a heap of Irish fans who have come down to the centre of this pub. You love to see it. You love to see it.
Some out of the kneecap over there.
Wow, lads, it's a pleasure to be here. We are in a cellar here underneath O'Neill's Irish Bar. We thought we were.
I don't think we could get out of here.
This is one of the most amazing Irish pubs I've ever been to because all of the madness is kind of happening 2 kilometres away from here. See you later, lads. 2 kilometres away from here in the old town of the city. And there is this lovely, quieter district called Zhishkov, as I say, and this brilliant pub called O'Neill's, and we walk in here, and other than the fact that it's like very blatantly an Irish pub, you would have no idea whatsoever that there's anything Irish about it. It's got a whole kind of different feel to it. When you come downstairs, it's like you're in a comedy club. We're in front of a stage with a drum kit on it, and we're just delighted to be here. It's Owen here with you till 10 o'clock. We've got Stewie Byrne here. Hello, Stewie.
Hey, Owen, how are you?
Very well. Your journey today, talk to us about that. You were with me on the plane from Dublin Airport.
Great journey. Yeah, absolutely. Walking to Dublin Airport, felt like there was about 12 different flights on, all sorts of people going to Dusseldorf, Vienna. We're lucky enough to get a flight straight to Prague. A little bit of cheer from the crowd when we landed, which kind of was quite warming, to be quite honest. And ever since then, it's been a beautiful city, you know, a city of sellers, a city of a little bit of mystique. You feel like you're on a movie set, no matter where you go. Harry Potter, Jason Bourne, Saw. Oh, it's hopefully tomorrow won't be a horror show, but it's been wonderful to be here. I'm quite taken aback by the atmosphere in the town. It's I knew it would be good, but it seems to be, it's amazing.
It really is.
Walking through, yeah.
Stephen Doyle is here. How are you, Stephen?
Good evening. Good evening. Great to be here. I have to say, we walked in here first. The first thing I saw, Bohemian's jersey. I'm right over here, lads. Still haven't seen the Shelbourne one yet, Stewie, but I'm only joking. Listen, it's brilliant. I was here actually last night. And you know this famous clock down in the centre of the old town of Prague?
Yes.
And this is the first sense I got of the Irish supporters down there. Like it is, I was here over 20 years ago, inter-railing, and I went down to see this famous clock. It's 600 years old. It's apparently the oldest clock in the world. And this, it chimes every hour, obviously, and a little cuckoo and all these little things pop out of it. So people gather around this thing, and last night there was I hadn't even copped this. It was 11 o'clock, and all of a sudden the clock starts going off, and you hear this almighty yeah, and there's all these Irish lads standing there going, yeah, go mad for this clock. It was brilliant, and there's just such a good vibe around the city and in the camp as well, most importantly. So
my favorite thing about the idea that I had of doing this show was that we were bound to spot a notable Irish fan or two and just bring them downstairs here and have a chat with them for a couple of minutes, and I just knew it'd be the most random Irish person of all time, and you just wouldn't be able to predict who that is. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have broadcaster Enda Brady with us here in the cellar.
Enda, I mean, good evening, everyone.
You might have been on the 100-man long list, I think, to be fair, of likely Irish figures to spot here in Prague.
Yeah, but look, I go home and away with Ireland, and I have done since I was about 12 years of age. Been everywhere from Russia to Armenia to Wales to England, Lansdowne Road all my life. And it has been wonderful today, walking around Prague. I have met people I haven't seen since I was 10 years of age.
Wow.
Growing up at my grandmother in County Wicklow in a village called Newcastle, had people come up to me today. I'm wearing a Paul McShane match-worn jersey, everyone, in case you need to know. And I've had half of Ireland come up to me today, and we're going to win. We're going to win tomorrow night. I tell you now, 2-0, the lads are buzzing, everyone's super confident. Harvey Vail is starting in midfield. Yeah. This is an exclusive for you there now that you didn't think you'd get. Wow. I'm telling you now, we will wipe the floor with the Czech Republic tomorrow night, and we'll go to Dublin, and we'll beat Denmark.
It's great to finally have a real journalist on the show to be able to give
I wouldn't go that far. Hang on.
What have the last 24 hours been like? You've got a lovely, crisp-looking kind of glass of beer there in front of you.
What is that, by the way? What is that?
That's a Star of Pramen, they call it. It's €5, and I'd say it's very good value. But
you need
big shout out to half of Wexford. Everyone in Marty B's in Killoran and County Wexford right now drinking Guinness. Kevin Doyle's local pub. And I ran into Stephen Hunt today as well.
Yes.
Stephen, being the businessman he is, he represents half the Czech team, by the way.
Don't throw him under the bus now. Be careful.
I know, but we love Stephen. Stephen's genius. Yeah. And thank you, Stephen, for getting me a match ticket in the Czech president's suite tomorrow night.
I'd say Stephen's phone is ringing off the hook now.
is that for real? Is that what's 100%. That happening?
That's where I'll be sitting with. But I don't know the fella yet, but I'm sure we'll become great friends.
The Czech FA president or the Czech president?
The man who matters.
Oh, my God.
El Presidente. Stephen and him are best pals.
Came over last night just with the hope of... You wanted to just be here.
I just wanted to come here. I just thought it was an amazing trip. I thought 10,000 Irish people coming here, get the day off work, come switch off, have a bit of crack, talk to people, enjoy yourselves, and look... We're going to a World Cup.
Brimming with positivity.
Yeah, positivity. Bring it on.
Stewie, you've been sharing that positivity all day long.
I've been ever since the Hungary game. I've been kind of scratching my head a little bit. Scratching my head probably for most of this campaign. But the Hungary game I just kind of felt that something was happening or something had happened. And ever since then, I've just had this overall sense that we're just going, it's our name is on the cup sort of a feeling, regardless we're just going. It's just one of those years, or there seems to be just something happening in the team and the squad. Sometimes you can't explain everything in football, you know. And the game is very much overanalyzed. You know, everybody's got an opinion, and it's fantastic now. Even when you talk to fans, that how well educated they are on the game because of that exposure. There is constant exposure there is to the game, and constant commentary that you get. But sometimes, just sometimes, you can't explain everything. And I genuinely feel, I could have egg in my face with this one. I don't think so, because I really do think we're going to America. I just think this is a special moment, and it's something that we have to cherish. And I'm definitely getting that sense of everybody, the air of positivity in going into this. I've never seen anything like it for a long, long time.
Steve-O, great stuff there from Hamer Halgrimson in conversation with Steve-O. What do you make of that, Stewie? He's a hard man not to like, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, look, I the one thing I've always liked about Halgrimson is that there's a genuine air of humbleness about him. There's an honesty there. You know, you can only go by what the man says. What he does, and I do think he's the type of person that sort of backs up his actions by what he says. I thought, you know, there's no miscommunication, there's no hidden agenda, there's no attempt to kind of put the media off. You know, you can get an awful lot of managers in football these days that try to be a little bit too cute, a little bit clever for their own good, and they only end up shooting themselves in the foot. So I think that's the one thing from Helgrimson's point of view that I think has kept him honest, has kept the players honest, has kept everybody honest. You know, there were times in the campaign where people were calling for his head, and I think because of the person he was, and he kind of just he kept himself together. He stood for what he stands for. He was that honest, humble person, and it's got him through.
Yes,
it's got him through. And it's if anybody can learn a lesson in football about how to maybe just kind of keep your head and stick to your what you believe in, it's what's happened with Helgrimson in the last 6 months.
You are listening to the voice of Stewie Byrne, who is going to be with us on our live commentary tomorrow evening. Stephen Doyle is going to be calling the game alongside him. It's a 7:45 kickoff live from the Fortuna Arena, and you can hear the game live here on Newstalk Radio. Our number is 087-9180-180 if you want to send us a WhatsApp message. We're live here from O'Neill's Bar, and I'm very happy to say that the owner of the bar, Mike Begley, a good Limerick man, is here with us in the cellar of O'Neill's. Mike, how are you keeping?
I'm good. What's crack? How are you?
Very well. I have never seen an Irish bar like this. Are you aware of how unique this place is?
Yeah, well, we tried to make it unique, so yeah. I'm glad it worked. Like,
you're the best man now to describe this to people about what you actually get when you come here. I've tried to paint the picture at the top here that we're in this cellar, we're on a stage with a drum kit, and this feels like a very music-heavy place as opposed to an Irishness-heavy spot.
Yeah, so me and my best friend of 25 years, we opened the place together. Last year, we opened one across the town, then we opened this place. We wanted to be like a late-night live music bar, so we painted it kind of, we made it grungy. We wanted to go for grunge, so we put brick wallpaper on the walls, and we spray-painted all over it, and we like just basically, he let me loose with spray paint cans for a couple of days, and I kind of didn't stop. So we just, the last one was like a kind of proper Irish pub, but this one we were just doing whatever we thought.
Okay.
You know, letting our artistic side out. So we just did whatever we wanted, designed it how we wanted, and it's like, just got a really good vibe, we think, anyway.
Just to give people a visual, what came to my head when I came down, it had that kind of New York comedy cellar vibe, you know, like you're kind of walking down. But when you get down here, you certainly feel like it could either operate band-wise or, you know, or a comedy act. Do you get any...
Yeah, we haven't had any comedy shows yet. We've been trying to find some.
What are the Chechens like for comedy?
Oh, there's some good comedians right, here, yeah. Yeah. Definitely. But yeah, we had a lot of live music last weekend. Now there was a big music festival in the area, and there was like 6,000 or 7,000 people with tickets, and there was like 10 pubs they were all going to.
Right.
So there was hundreds of them here every day, and they were like just toe-to-toe, bobbing their heads. It was great. Unreal.
I can't get over how many Irish pubs there are in the city.
Yeah, 18.
Is there 18?
18.
So you kind of do need to find a point of difference when you're setting up a new one in the not-too-distant past.
Yeah, definitely.
And why did you pick Prague? Why was it Czechia that you decided to set your sights on?
So Liam came on holiday to Prague 9 years ago, and he just never came home. So after about 3 years, I thought I'd find out where he was, so I followed, and I never went home either.
And what is it about the place? What is it about the country, the city, that's kept you here?
Oh, it's just a class city. It's beautiful, obviously. Most people know that. But the nightlife is unbelievable. You can go for drinks, like, all night, all day, you know. Like, pubs kick you out at 9 a.m., and then you go to the next one that opens at 9 a.m. And it's the city never stops, you know.
Why can't we get this right in Ireland? This is something we just cannot get this right in Ireland. No matter what we
they
do, open at 4, close at 2, all, you know.
What is it about us? Why don't they trust us? What's the business been like over the last day or so? Obviously, we heard the sound down here in the cellar at the top of the show. The old town might attract a lot of the people as soon as they step into the city, but you're getting a good bit of traffic out this way as well, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of hotels around here. Okay. Hotels, Airbnbs. And some people are coming out from the cities because they've seen us on social media or they've heard from their friends who have already been here. So we are getting a good few people. We thought it'd be busier yesterday. It wasn't so much. People are really starting to land, like, tonight, it seems.
Yeah. It's been a strange enough experience. Like, as you said earlier on, Shiri, like being down in Terminal 2 in Dublin today was a weird one because you arrive at the gate for Prague. We were lucky enough to be on the flight for Prague, and that was the most serene gate in the whole
airport.
No one
at the gate.
Düsseldorf was hopping. Geneva was hopping.
Everyone's going to Vienna. They're going to all be, you know, left and right across Europe. You know, people are just making their way over here. I mean, it's incredible.
We do have one of our reporters who's been making this circuitous journey. Matthew Brennan is on the road. After the ads, we're going to hear from Matthew and hear an update on his journey, which has gone from Newcastle to Wrocław, I believe. So we're going to check in to see how he's getting on from Wrocław to Prague. Mike Begley, thank you very much for giving us the space for the evening, and great to chat to you.
Yeah, thanks for coming. It's been great.
To take us to the ads, let's hear from Seamus Coleman. He was speaking about the importance of laying down a marker tomorrow night.
We don't know how the game's going to go in that regard. I mean, it's always when you put on the green shirt, you want to be felt. You want them to know that you're there. So it's going to be important. But as well as that, you know, calm heads and controlled game is going to be important because, as you said, we don't know what's to come with them and their manager. But we know what we can control is our own behaviours and what our mindset is going into the game. So we're focusing on ourselves a lot, and I understand there's been change here, but we just want to focus on ourselves.
And what have you made of Harvey Vaile, and what could he contribute tomorrow night?
Yeah, we've been in for a short time, and he's been great around the group, and I know that he's happy to be here, which is important, and he's looked really good in training, and I'm sure the manager's not called him up, you know, if he didn't think he was ready. So it's an opportunity for everyone, and we've all got to be ready over the course of this week, and when the chance comes, you've got to be ready to take it.
It's one of the last things you've left to do with Ireland is play the World Cup. What would it mean for you personally if you were able to reach the finals?
A bit like the boss said, you know, selfishly it would be amazing because as players you do want to, you know, do as much as you can in the game. But a bit like the boss said, to be honest, after the aftermath of the last two games, seeing what it did to our country was, you know, incredible. Even speaking about it now was incredible, what it did to our country, how it lifted our country, how it lifted our people, how it genuinely made people happier and give people something to talk about, something to get up in the morning and talk about, which was so important. So I think on behalf of myself and all the players, much and all as we want to do it for ourselves, the manager, and by the way all the staff behind the scenes, we do want to do it for the people of our country as well.
Football on Off the Ball.
He's played in the stadium just last week. I think he scored as well. He will have great memories, and he must be walking around like an absolute peacock.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.